Hello again and welcome back. We continue our conversation about St. Louis history with special focus on the earliest days now. A remarkable document gives us special insight into the period from Auguste Choteau, who co-founded St. Louis with Pierre Laclede. Choteau literally helped clear the land for the new community. Joining me in studio is Jim Kircher. He is the producer of a special program airing Monday night on Channel 9. It's titled Choteau's Journal in His Own Words. Jim is the senior producer over there at the 9 Network. Jim, nice to see you again.
Good to be here.
Okay, let's get this name pronunciation thing squared away. How are you saying it on the air?
I started out initially saying Choteau and Choteau and going back and forth, and then I decided, well, it's a name, and the name, I should say, is Choteau. But on the other hand, I don't say Laclede for the most part, although other people do. And I don't say Saint-Louis. So, you know, you're kind of stuck between this American usage and pronunciation. But I've decided Auguste Choteau probably would have said Choteau. So I'll say Choteau for another 6 months or so.
All righty. Well, I think of Steve Mizrani's days here. And I think you were here at that time when he would talk about meeting out on the Gravois. That's another one we could talk about.
And Choteau's a street name, and it's also a town name. You know, the Choteau family, you know, we talk about Auguste Choteau as one of the founders. But what they did really in the American West after Lewis and Clark it's just amazing. I didn't realize, for example, that Pierre, South Dakota takes its name from the old fort across the river, which was Fort Pierre Choteau.
Huh.
Kansas City founded by a Choteau. So they go all over the West. But this documentary actually, because I couldn't go 250 years of history, we decided we'd focus on that founding moment, those founding years, as documented in Choteau's own hand. Yeah. About 40 years after they took place.
I want to talk about the document, that source material, but I know you have a descendant of Choteau, if you will, as part of your documentary.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the interesting things is, you were talking earlier with the previous guests, one of the things we do cover is the relationship between Madame Choteau and Pierre Laclede. The one child she had with René Choteau, the four children she had with Laclede, but also the fact that, you know, in the 19th century, as those descendants became proper social, you know, the proper society in an American city, that whole story of whose children were whose became somewhat uncomfortable to a lot of people. And one of the things we cover in this is the effort to rewrite that history, to make Madame Choteau something of a saint, a pure Catholic saint, mm-hmm. When in fact, I think today our view of history is that the real story is way more interesting. I mean, her story, and we don't get too deeply into it, but the story of her life, what she went through, what she rose from, what she became, the mother of St. Louis, that's a great story. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make her into you don't have to paint a halo around her head. It's mm-hmm. a really good story. But for a lot of people for a long time, it was a very uncomfortable part of the family history.
When did that begin to change? Do we know?
I think it probably, we do mention that in 19, I think it was 1921, that Alexander Desmonils, who was one of the Choteau descendants from, as they say, the illegitimate side, set out to refute the charges of illegitimacy. But I think in modern times, we're more interested in the reality of it. And the reality of those early years in St. Louis, and I think this is the thing that makes it so interesting and that I didn't realize. You know, I know a lot of local history, but there's a lot of stuff I didn't know. Is that story of early St. Louis, colonial St. Louis, the French Creole St. Louis, not the story of Indians and settlers we're used to hearing. Mm-hmm. It's not westward expansion. It's not conquest. It's figuring out a way to live as part of the environment here, work with the tribes as partners, business partners, and make that work. And the town, and I think this is one of the things that makes this era so interesting now to historians, a multicultural town, diverse town, mixed marriages, mixed race, mixed ethnicities, slavery, yes. But not the sort of society that you would begin to find, you know, in the 1840s, 50s, 60s here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it pretty much had to have this kind of mixture and diversity given, you know, where we were and what we were at
that
time.
I think that's right. I think it's – I don't – you know, it's hard to make a value judgment and say they were better people because of that. I think that was the necessity of it. They had to make that work. And the Americans who came in found that set of moral standards and culture somewhat, I'll say, unacceptable. And they found the French colonials sort of rustics. And that was the other surprising thing, is that the French culture after the Americans came became sort of the lower class of St. Mm-hmm. Louis. And so a lot of the well-to-do French families became more and more Americans and maybe rewrote a little bit of family history to match.
We've only got about a minute and a half left, Jim. We don't want to give away the whole story, but tell us something about the source material, his document.
Yeah, the source material is great, and it's really debated and people are just always still reading it. But Chouteau wrote it. They believe about 40 years after the founding. So he was 14 when it was founded. He was writing it when he was the number one citizen. And I think we have to read that document, and it's only a partial document and a rough draft of something longer, larger that didn't survive. But I think we have to read this as I've told people, this would be like reading the history of brewing in St. Louis written by August Bush. It's probably very important, has a lot of interesting facts, but you have to consider who's writing it and when they're writing it.
Right. Well, that's something we always have to do in situations like this. Well, I'm looking forward to watching it, Jim, as I always do with material that you've been involved in. Let me tell our audience here that Chouteau's journal. See, I'm going to have to get used to that. When I say Chouteau, I always get letters or phone calls from people who tell me I'm wrong.
At least they're listening. Then.
At least they're listening. Chouteau's journal, in his own words, is a half-hour documentary broadcast February 10th. That's Monday at 7 p.m. on 9 PBS. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations. It's probably another Emmy in the works for you.
You
must have a room full of them by now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Good to see you. We'll ask you to join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape, and he'll talk about the Sheldon Art Gallery's new exhibition celebrating the 250th anniversary of the founding of St. Louis. He's also going to take a look at the use of the dance music as therapy for critically ill children. Monday, more on the history of St. Louis in connection with that anniversary. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcasts at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with production assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Amanda Huntingfort, and Spencer Reed. Executive producer is Robert Peterson. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.